to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector. Thank you for joining us. Pierre Bart in the studio and Galwat here. I've learned that. And also we have a special guest after this music. We're going to be talking about cool stuff happening in Auckland. So stay tuned. Yes, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, just keep it quiet. Yes, we're talking about Film Festival today, and also we have later on the Multicultural Fund Now Support.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've been there.
You say it right.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to put on my Maori.
Oh, that's all right.
So we have a special guest, and we're going to be talking about African Film Festival. Last year, I was so happy to attend that opening. It was so great. If you're not there, you missed a lot. So this
I
year,
I think I was
sure.
Not in New Zealand. Maybe.
Where were you?
I don't know.
Where were you?
I don't know. Somewhere overseas.
That's a problem. Just hanging out with foreigners. Yes. Introducing my special guest, starting by Mr. Kuribari.
How are you, Pierre?
I'm doing good. I always get nervous when I see you because you are the great man I have known for quite a long time. So, can you just, introducing Fama.
Hi, Pierre.
It's a pleasure to have you here in the studio with us. It's awesome to know that you're doing a marvelous work in the community. So, Kuribari, we're going to be talking about the African Film Festival. First of all, for me, the first time I heard the African Film Festival in New Zealand, I said, impossible.
Impossible is not African.
Then I realized that I was not African by saying that. In fact, we are African.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So can you just tell people who are listening right now about African Film Festival? What is it?
Well, African Film Festival is really, New Zealand, Auckland in general is a very multicultural country, society, city. Mm. So what really we are trying to do is that just add the African, what I call the African grain to the multiculturalism of New Zealand. So really here we're just trying to make sure that we are sharing with our adoptive communities, our culture, our way of living, and many other things, and at the same time create an understanding between us and the rest of the communities. Because by looking at our culture, understanding a bit of our culture, then they say, okay, it's not really what I saw on TV, it's not what I saw on CNN, and it's not what I saw on Al Jazeera.
Yes,
it's actually different. Mm. So, because at the moment, what happened a lot is that we get judged by one report. If there is one report about your country, for the next 10 years, that's what is going to be stick to you. Mm. But there is a huge amount of other things happening. And that report is only one cameraman and one reporter going into that country and reporting on a particular event. So the rest of all the other things in the community are lost. All the good things and all the other complex things are lost. If you do not understand the society, it becomes very difficult, and the culture, it becomes very difficult to understand the event and put it into perspective. So what we are trying to do is that just add a little bit to create a bit of understanding between our cultures, between the Africans here and New Zealanders. That's really what we are trying to do. And I get most happy when I see an African child running to me and say, wow, that film about my country was really good. I really enjoyed that.
True.
And it make a big difference, Pierre, to me.
You are, I can say, a chairman for the African Film Festival, and you're with Pharma. Can you tell us what Pharma's task in this?
It was like a God-given. Having Pharma was like God-given. Because the first African Film Festival we had, I think it was the final day that a friend of mine from Senegal presented me Pharma. Okay, and we are coming out of a cinema and everything, and she presented me Pharma. And then the following year, Pharma say, which was last year, Pharma say, oh, can I volunteer, please? I say, yes, for sure. And then for last year, she volunteered and helped us. And now she has been the producer this year.
Wow.
And it just has been amazing. She has worked God, so hard.
God given.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about this a lot. But I'm going to ask Pharma, how do you find this?
How do I find the African Film Festival? Amazing, interesting. I learned so much about my own continent since I am in contact with the African Film Festival trustees. So like Boubacar said, I met him through the African Film Festival. I went to watch one of the movie during the first edition of the festival. And from there I start taking care of their website and doing all the social media communication last year. And this year, we had someone resigning from the committee, so I say, yeah, let's do it.
Yes,
let's do it. It's a lot of learning, a lot of work, but I'm very glad to do it.
That's African heart.
Yeah.
African heart. And since you are God given to African Film Festival, I guess we have the best films which are going to be shown to the cinema this year.
Yeah, we basically have 10 films from all over the continent. So this year, I focused a lot on women films maker. There is 4 movies made by women film director. And film are coming from all over the continent, from Niger, Senegal, Cameroon, Ghana, Kenyan. Egyptian too. We took the best in Africa. So some countries, some communities that are more representative in New Zealand are not represented in the film choice, but it is just because we picked the best film in the continent.
There's a lady, the lady called Rosmin. I don't know whether you know Rosmin.
Yes.
She emailed me the thing that I have to pass it on to the communities in ISCC. And then when I came about it, I said, I must be there. I was wowed.
Rosmin is the vice chairperson of the trust. She does an amazing job.
It's really good. We have to show the good side of Africa. That is not there.
Yeah.
I had a joke in Tennessee with one of the American. And then he approached me, said, "I heard you Africans, you know, you don't have houses and you live over the trees, and you know, when our president goes to Africa, where does he live?" Then I look at him, I said, "We give him the best tree."
Yes. Well done.
You know, listening right now to Reset Radio, I would just recommend just to at least make sure the opening, because So Great last year was full of life and just made me feel like, you know, I always have that wish to attend Hollywood and those red carpet stuff.
Yes.
So last year, I was there and I feel so good. But let's keep talking about films and stuff. Picking up the films probably because like you get some feedback from different people. Hey, you choose the movies from Kenya, from Tanzania. Why not Sudan? Why not? What based on what? You just like choose the movies?
Yeah, we got a lot of those kind of questions. Why not a movie from Sudan or Somali or Ethiopia? Because this community are bigger here. Mm. But the thing is that we have to pick what's best for the festival. Mm. So we pick basically the best storytelling or the best pictures. Mm. Yes, our choice is also not only based on the communities, but also what we want to show to the New Zealander. Mm. It's important that the African descent or African community are related to the festival, but also we trying to include everyone, New Zealander, all communities, Pacific Islander. Mm. It's for everyone who want to see a different storytelling and learn more about the continent. The festival is made for that. Mm.
Yeah, the selection, I just wanted to add a little bit, but before we get into that, you're talking about the opening night.
Mm.
I just wanted to tell people the opening night ticket at the moment is 75% sold out.
Imagine. Mm. Last year, I was so lucky to get a ticket because the lady at Rialto told me, no, it's sold. And I said, look, no, you know what? I'm one of the very important person. So you have to keep one space for me. No, I'm sorry, sold. So I give you my credit card.
No problem.
So even this year, I remain important. So
yeah.
I need to be there. I have to be there. I have to be there. Yeah.
No, don't worry. But what I was going to add that is that the biggest rooms, Rialto Cinema, got 75% sold.
Sold. Mm.
Mm. However, Rialto got an agreement with that they may add another room. They see that we sell it out quickly.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, because the challenge we got this year is that we got Wellington as well.
Yeah.
Which will be from the 3rd to the 5th of May.
Mm.
And that will be really an Africa week because you got Africa Day on the 6th.
Mm.
So therefore, really, we got room for everyone. But coming back to the film selection, literally from discussion with Fama, she had to watch with Francis, they had to watch more than 100 films to select 10.
How much time that takes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So then you got the whole continent represented, and we are lucky that you got things like FESPACO, the African Film Festival in Burkina Faso. And then we made connection with the Joburg Film Festival. You got as well the other cities like Tokyo, which even though we didn't have much contact with them this year, but you got a London one. So we got quite a lot of films, and then you have to select a few, the best from that.
Yeah.
So we have to do quite a lot of cutting and look at the topic. Comparing the topics. Sometimes the filmmaker are treating the same topic, but then you look at it, well, which one is treating it better than which one?
So
that's really what it is. That's how we go. It's a big challenge, very, very big challenge, and you can never satisfy that.
And also, what's would talk more to the audience in New Zealand? Because the way that the audience in New Zealand will welcome a film from Niger might be different from the way that the audience in Europe might welcome another film. So it's understanding our audience and also picking the film who talks about the topics in a better way.
You know, I want to go back from the beginning. You know, everybody, for the time I've known you, you've been doing great work for Africans.
Thank you.
From community work, helping some young kids, leadership and stuff. When it comes to film festival, what were you thinking to start this kind of thing in Africa? I mean, in New Zealand, African thing to bring them in Africa. What were you thinking, the main idea behind this?
Well, actually, the African Film Festival came from the Akofi. People who knew the history, you first had Akari, which was the African communities from Auckland.
Mm.
And then from there, because of the development and the community, the growth of the community, we had to change it into African Communities Forum Incorporated.
Yeah.
Now, when we set up the African Communities Forum Incorporated, that had a good luck to sort of be responsible for preparing a strategic plan for the community for the long term. And when we prepared the strategic plan, we had already done it for Akari. We see that for our community to develop, we have to be visible. For our community to be seen, we have to do a lot of things to be able to be seen here. Now, one of the things we consider is that doing a film festival will actually be very good. It will give us a good exposure. I mean, we had an Africa Festival and others in plan. But the reality is that I'm a water engineer. I know nothing about art. So my life is water every day, you see what I mean? So it was interesting. I was in charge with this with Sandra, Sandra from South Africa. We spent a lot of time brainstorming and thinking about it. But really, it is to make sure it's the same idea. The goal is to share our culture with New Zealanders and for our children to be proud of the country, of themselves. In order for them to contribute well to this society, they have to know themselves and love themselves. Literally, if you don't love yourself, you can't contribute. You are not useful to anyone else. So really, it's very, that's why we come up with it and then say, well, maybe a film festival will work. From there onwards, a long story. Have to meet the right people to be able to do it because I knew nothing about it. But yeah, with the right help, it was it happened. And the first day, believe me, when we went to Rialto Cinema and we told them, we want to do an African film festival. And Catherine said, yeah, we will do it. What are you talking about? I thought I was crazy. She said, no, we'll do it together. So you see what I mean? And people like that, and people like Marilyn and Kube, and they have been great people to support us to be able to get this a reality. It has been hard because I didn't know anything about it, and none of us did, because we don't have any really filmmaker, and Fama is a... an engineer like me, we don't know anything about films.
Well, come but from
different background, you see what I mean? But with your heart at the right place, I believe we can do a lot for this society.
I would say so far you have been so successful because if I see like last year and I believe also this year has been a good work because a lot of people, they ask, they, you know, they send their message on Facebook and say, so when is it opening? And even... I didn't know. Do you guys do like any advertising on TV and stuff? Because I handed one of the booklet you've got, and I said, "Oh yeah, I've got this. I've seen this before on TV." Is it true?
Maori TV is actually our sponsor. Has been our sponsor for the last 3 years, and really they have stand up with us. Every year, Maori TV show our advert something like more than 100 times. So, and that has been really, really amazing for us. We are so grateful to the Maori TV and all the support they give to us.
Yes,
it just has been amazing. It has been really, really amazing. And being able, people like them, to be able to stand up and say, yes, this is worth supporting, really meant a lot to us. But
I think New Zealanders, you know, they want to see more African films. I remember I was approached one day by a New Zealander, I think from European background, and he said, hey, I watched a Good Life movie, remember that?
Yeah.
From South Sudan, made by South Sudanese, I don't know, in Canada or the US. It's a good one from Africa. I never knew that you guys have film for production and all of that. Africa is not just a country, we're a continent.
At the moment, having been to Burkina Faso since
first things part, like that, you know, when they come up, it's good, you know, it give us good image.
The thing is that the African film industry is growing hugely year by year. And at the moment, what is happening is that Nollywood, everyone heard about Nollywood, or most people did, from Nigeria. But the rest of the continent, if you look at all the film festival happening, and at the same time, camera becoming cheaper and cheaper, and we are the last frontier of the film, of the storytelling. We got huge amount of story which are untold. And every continent has been telling their story so far. We have not been. So we have a huge amount of story to tell. Or our stories which were told, a lot of the time was talked by someone else. And now it is from our own voice. And that's how I see the African Film Festival. It is Africa from the voice of the Africans.
By Africans.
But yeah, exactly. So that's exactly how I see it.
And for me, another side I see is, like, you know, the media can just make a little ant to become an elephant. So for us Africans, like, putting ourselves there and just say, show the good thing which comes from us. Also, we make us African being seen, and also they're not going to talk about us in different ways, because if I was able to do it, I would start talking about New Zealand, the bad thing happened about New Zealand, America, and the country goes down. So as we put all those film films there, not only the other people, including my own kids, they will just start seeing the Africa in different ways, because they all just say Africa is not a place to stay. Nothing good can come from Africa.
So that's what Boubacar said, and that's a perspective from someone looking at us from the outside. And when you, a Senegalese or a Kenyan or a Nigerian, take the camera and look at the issue in his own perspective, it can give a different result from what people know.
True.
So that what Boubacar says is very important. It's having this inside view of our day-to-day life. So yeah, that what we are proposing during this festival is having our own story told by ourselves.
Great. So let's have a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the cultural differences when in terms of like movies, films and stuff, because is that a movie we're choosing? Is that a movie our children, our youth want to see? So we're going to be talking about those challenges you guys may be facing when we come back. You're listening to Radio Head. You just keep listening. We're talking about African Film Festival in Auckland. Stay with us. Thank you for choosing. Listen, we are live. We are talking about the African Film Festival, and now we're going to be. Let's talk first about the list of the movies, the film you've got. Which one? Maybe that's not a good way of saying it. I know they all, because you know you've got the godsend. Who chose the best out of the best? So all they are good, but which one? Which one should I just go? I mean, the opening is the best one. That's why I'm buying a ticket for the opening. Yeah. But which one else?
Well, all I can say, let's come and discover them together. Mm-hmm. That's really what I can say, because as I say, we have to watch over 100 films to be able to select 10. Mm. So we are so lucky. But by the way, we say 10, but there are two short movies as well, one short from Nigeria and one short from an Egyptian who is in Auckland. And we're really, really grateful to have our own brother who is trying to make films here in New Zealand. Mm. So we are really pleased to have that. So, as you say, really, the wedding rings, and I keep on telling a lot of people that, well, if you haven't received a wedding ring yet, this is your chance to have it. It doesn't matter you are a man or woman, so that's really, really important, so it's a very good choice to have it. But you don't hear movies from Niger all the time, okay? And literally, this wedding ring got a prize in Burkina Faso at the FESPACO, which is the biggest African film festival you can have. Wedding ring had won a prize there. And then you got Children of the Mountain from Ghana. That Children of the Mountain as well was presented in Bengaluru, is that Bengaluru?
Yeah, it was at Bengaluru Film Festival.
It was on the Bengaluru Film Festival.
Which is a huge festival.
A huge festival.
Yes.
And then you have Nawara. So you can see Indian getting into African films. Mm. You see what I mean? Mm. So we got three films here who were all in Bengaluru Film Festival as well. Mm. So it's really interesting how the cultures are crossing across each other around the world. Yeah. So, Ben and Nara, I'll really let Fama talk about the films because
she was the godsend.
So, Wedding Ring, like Bubaka say, you don't see that much. It's not always that you're seeing a film from Niger. Mm. This film, I think everyone who are a little bit interested about the continent should watch it. It's a very nice, beautiful, poetic movie. I would say it's very hard for me to pick one out of these 10 movies.
Because you picked them already.
Yes, I do pick them already. But if I have to put a focus, I would do it to 76. It's a Nigerian movie. Mm. So you probably heard about the Nollywood film market. It's a huge market. It's the second market after Bollywood, even before the Hollywood one. Mm. Yeah. By number, it's the huge market, and it's the second economy in Nigeria. So 76 is also a movie that would brings you back to the 70s. It's a very beautiful movie.
But by the way, when you say Nollywood, sometimes people think that Nollywood is just a second rate films.
Mm. Oh, not
actually,
at all.
Actually, it's a really good films out there in Nollywood.
Now, this movie has been presented to the Toronto International Film Festival, so it's not a random movie at all. Kati Kati as well. Kati Kati has been presented at Bangalore. It's a movie from Kenyan. The Kenyan market also is very booming in the last five years. And there is also a movie from Mozambique. We don't hear that much about Mozambique.
Mozambique.
I don't only wanted to put movie from country that we usually hear about. This movie has been very successful in South Africa and during the last Joburg International Film Festival. It wins the award of the best movie. It's a contemporary movie that relates a real life story that happened in Mozambique, and it was a train crossing the country, and talks about how people survive in a tough war situation. And it's a movie that I think deserve to be pointed during this festival.
That's a lot of work. Downsizing all this, there's a lot of work.
But at the same time, as I say, it's a lot of learning too. And I'm very grateful to have people like Boubacar, Rosemin, Dev, Marilyn, Kube helping us to helping me to make the right choice, to talking, to be in contact with the right person, and making the project move forward. So right now we are 10 days, 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Basically everything is in place. We have our opening night already scheduled. Everything is already planned. So we just welcome people to come. So like Boubacar say, what we are expecting to have during the opening night is having more than one screening, more than one theater. So we'd really, really want people to book their ticket as early as possible. We also have a raffle, a prize to win. So we have very generous partner sponsor this year. We have Body Shop giving away a nice package of product coming from Africa. Goods are coming from Africa. They are giving away a package with a value of $150, and it's to be win. If you buy your opening night ticket, you go directly to a raffle.
To those are listening right now, if you buy me a ticket, I know the secret. I know how you're going to win.
Pierre, you will got your ticket. You don't need to worry about that. Your ticket is guaranteed.
I don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
You know, some of the movies, when you see the trailers, you know, you get excited. You get, you know, half of understanding that the movie. You said, yeah, this movie, I want to go and watch it. Where can we see those short videos of those movies?
The trailer is on our website, and we have also a YouTube channel. On our website, 2017 Films, you will have all the synopsis about the website, which is African Film Festival, nz.org.nz. Our Facebook page as well. Most of the events, most of the opening night and the closing night event are already created. You can follow us on Facebook, African Film Festival NZ. It's our Facebook page. And on our website, all movie synopsis, description of the movies, the release year, the country where it's from, and the trailer as well are available on African Film Festival NZ.org.nz.
So that was www.africanfilmfestivalnz.org.nz.
That's
great.
HTTPS, isn't it?
HTTPS. And the YouTube channel is?
The YouTube channel is African Film Festival NZ.
Go there and just see. I'm sure they have the best of the movies selected from different best movies.
And at the same time, you have to know that one thing I get really proud of, Rialto always keep telling us that we do the best opening.
The best opening, yes.
The best opening night. We do it an African way. We don't do it like anyone else, as Pierre, you said last year. Yeah.
In fact, I interviewed one lady. Sorry, I don't remember her name, but it's just like she just said it was her first time to see something like that.
We proud ourselves to make the opening night a big celebration of African culture and African diversity. So it would be with not only about films, it would be the dress and the Ethiopian traditional coffee.
That's right. And then drummings, and at the same time, really, in Africa, we value, how can I say, guesses. And really, our way of showing how we value the guesses as well is taking people to the cinemas in song. And that's very important for us. It's not just coming to the movie, just enter, no.
Good. And for the sake of those who are listening, what are the requirements if they want to go there?
Just your ticket.
and how much is the ticket?
The opening night ticket.
Because there may be people who have not received any information.
Yeah, the opening night ticket is $29.50 for adults. But you have to remember that that includes wine, coffee,
and food.
Food.
$29.50.
And then I think there is a price for what's the name? Youth as well as elderly people.
So $29.50 for adults.
For adults,
yeah.
And a child?
The opening night is probably not suitable for children of alcohol. And then for that you have to remember the rating of every film is there. Mm-hmm. Before you take a child into a movie, you have to check the rating of it first.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's very, very important.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, the price for the movies, from what I saw last year, price is just like, I mean, if it was $200, I'll pay.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, food, drinks, I mean, hang on.
We have to be very thankful to our sponsors. Oh, yeah. Our patrons and our sponsors are very, very supportive and generous people. Mm. And this year, we have a lot of sponsors from people who bring things from Africa. Mm. Mm. People like companies like Body Shop.
Yep.
Kamakola, probably people don't even know. Kamakola, it's like Coca-Cola, is made of a product called Cola Nut. Oh. And they bring their Cola Nut from Sierra Leone.
Wow.
You see what I mean? So they were really, really thrilled to see that we are doing something like this and be able to people. Now we got people who actually understand the background of a product. Mm. And things like that are very, very important. And then we have coffees, and we got many other people there who do business with Africa and import things from Africa are really, really behind us. Mm. And that's what we would love. We would love all be able to have not only the African businesses, but businesses who actually deal with Africa. We just want to be able to celebrate together and share more understanding and more light to the product they sell as well. So literally, that's how we are looking at it.
You know, for the opening, what is your target for the opening? What is it a number of people to attend, or is it the number of people to buy tickets?
Well, our target is to sell out. So far, every year has been sold out.
Yeah.
Mm. The opening night has always been sold out. Mm. And so, therefore, what we are looking at this year, that's where we discuss with Rialto, in case that the main room is sold out, to give us another room.
Yeah.
Because every year, we have a lot of people who want to go. Mm. They come up to buy the ticket at the last minute and say, sorry, there is no ticket.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with that all the time. We have a lot of friends and things crying around, I couldn't get a ticket, I couldn't get a ticket, I didn't know it early. So we discussed, negotiate with Rialto to be able to get that. But please buy your ticket early for that condition to kick on. Because if we don't buy your ticket early, then Rialto won't give us another room.
I know most of Africans, we have a problem of doing things at the last minute. But right now, right now, buy a ticket, except me. Mine is keep somewhere. buy a ticket so you can have food, you can have drinks, you can have entertainment for free.
Yeah.
And the best film.
Yeah, the best film. So buy a ticket. And again, people who want to buy a ticket, they can buy through,
they just go online. If you go to our website, film you want to buy, you click on it. There is an option for you to buy the Wellington one or Auckland one.
Okay.
And then the time.
That's reliable.
And then it take you through to Rialto Cinema or to the Embassy Cinema in Wellington.
Oh, okay.
So literally, people who know the Embassy Cinema is Peter Jackson Cinema.
Mm.
I've been there only once.
Wow.
It's really amazing.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. Mm. And in Wellington, we have the biggest challenge because the room they gave us is 750 people.
So need to fill up.
So we have to fill it up. So
How do we do it?
Well, the challenge keep going. So we feel that every single more person we get to see an African film, we feel proud that that person is one more person who has understand our culture, something about our culture, and will share it with many other people.
Mm.
And we spend a year talking about it. Yeah. So we love that.
It's worth
we really,
it,
really
yeah.
love that.
And making sure the African communities in New Zealand, not only like in Auckland, you have Hamilton, you have Napier, Wellington and Christchurch, making sure that they know that the film is coming their way. Which way do you use?
Well, so far that's very complex because it's such a challenging thing. We are all volunteers. None of us is paid for it. So the challenge is that so far we are taking the bold step of going to Wellington this year. So we are adding Wellington to the mix. And with the help and the request from all of those other cities, Christchurch is another city where we have received a lot of requests, but we have to manage the Wellington one first, and at the same time we have to make sure we are be able to get the funding, the sponsorship, and the help. And the communities themselves have to be proactive about it. There is no point out us outgoing there if the community doesn't show that they are proactive about it. We're just trying to do it to fill a void and really help us to help ourselves. That's the way we look at it.
And is any room available for people who want to volunteer? And trust me, this is a smart way, if you are listening right now, it's a smart way of just getting there. I can just go to Wellington to volunteer for 2 days, then I get a chance to see the movies.
Yeah.
So is there any room to volunteer?
There is room to volunteer, but unfortunately Rosemine is not here. She's the person who manages all the volunteers. We do receive a lot of volunteers, but really this is an opportunity, as Thomas started volunteering. This is a huge opportunity for our youth who are not just African, but any youth who is interested in films, who is interested in preparing events, who is interested to challenging themselves out there, getting out of the comfort zone, dealing with people, you will really feel challenged and you will really enjoy it. Because we deal with so many people at all different levels. It's something which is very, very good. You will enjoy.
And I guess people who want to volunteer, they not all have to be there to select the films. There's a lot of work which need to be done. Like now, saying about, like, you've got a big room in Wellington.
Yeah.
I guess people can go there to distribute those booklets and stuff, start preaching about the movie and stuff.
So we got the same here in Auckland. If you have an event or you want to collect the booklet, I mean, we got booklet at 21 Millay Street. Or you can just collect it from us and distribute it at different places for us, and that would be very, very helpful, because there is very little time capacity that we got in there. And then in a volunteering, in the opening night, that's the one I was saying that Rosemine is the best person for that, because we got limited number of people for serving people and that sort of stuff. And at the same time, we got t-shirt available for sale.
For sale.
Yeah, which are $25 each.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, so as I say, I'm Mr.
Very
Africa.
Good. Nah.
Okay, that's all right. That was good.
Well, anyone who's interested about volunteering can just send us a message on our Facebook page, and we will work on something.
And your Facebook page again is
African Film Festival NZ. That's our Facebook page, yes.
Yeah,
and then so we got the emails as well. Admin at africanfilmfestivalnz.org.nz. You can email us on that anytime.
Thank you very much. You're listening to 104.6. We have Pierre Bahati, remind you again, and Galwatt here, Kuribari and Fama. We've been talking about African Film Festival. Remember, buy your ticket. We're going to have a short break. 104.6 once again. Planet FM, we're just talking about film festival taking place in Auckland. Kuribari and Fama have been telling us what hard work they have been doing behind all this, how many, almost 12 months, trying to find the best films for us. But now we have some youth which, like, we always need to be involved in things we do. Kuribari, what do you think about these films and the youth? Have you got, I'm sure you've got a farmer who just understands what they want.
Yeah.
She's in that generation where there's, you know, the phone, you know, they work, the phone does the work. So I guess you remember them, you know, remember the way they're living this, but in the way you choose the movie.
Yeah.
Is it true? What kind of movie do you have for them?
Okay, Pierre, what I have to first say is that something which really encouraged me into this, the rest of this event, was the first event when we first started in 2015. And we did what is called the Kickstarter short film. In that Kickstarter short film, my daughter didn't want to get involved at all. But when she got involved, and then it was Marilyn and Kube pushing her to come forward and get involved. When I saw what she said that this is very exciting. I will get to know my own culture. Because she was born here.
Mm-hmm.
She's half Kiwi, half New Zealand, half Malian.
Yeah.
So that made me really reflect back and say, wow, this is very important for the youth.
Mm.
And really, in the same line, all the youth, every year I make the step in taking my brother children, who are young, in their early teens, in to see some of the movies.
Mm.
And I see how proud they become.
True.
So to me, there are two parts on it. The youth, generally, I keep on joking that it's a download generation, because most of the time you talk to the youth, they're always talking, where can I download this movie, where can I download that?
Mm.
Well, these are not films which you would easily be able to download. We specifically select films that you can't download.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? They are not yet ready for download.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
They are not here yet. They are the latest.
Mm.
And, but at the same time, every single one of them give a huge amount of culture background. And
that's
then
right.
The way of living in our communities.
Yeah.
We are not shying away from any problem, as I keep on saying. There is no problem away that we are shying from.
Yeah.
Every society got problems. Every society got a huge amount of good things.
Yeah.
It is the mix that you have to always get together.
Mm.
It's not just one side, it's a mix of it.
Yeah.
So therefore, to the youth, the challenge I got for the youth is that come and get challenge yourself.
Mm.
Get out of your comfort zone, come and see the movies, and then really you'll see how you feel yourself, you'll see yourself inside the movies.
Because if you come and see the movie and watch the movie, you will go back not the same way you came.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a lot more understanding.
Yeah.
You have a lot more understanding about And at the same time, we feel that it is a challenge for them, and it's a big opportunity for them actually to get involved, volunteering or other things, to know a lot more about their own culture.
We are doing a program in AICC called the Youth United,
mm-hmm.
because we try to involve the youth, because, you know, they distance themselves doing other things that, don't matter to the community. So we are trying to involve them. You see? And we say, let them own it.
Them
appoint their own leaders and run it.
Well, that's important.
That's how you involve them.
It's very important. It's important.
I guess come also of the youth when they before they go to see something, even like some of the cinemas before they go, they have read the story, they have seen like a trailer of those movies. So I would encourage them just like to go to YouTube, as you said, so they can just see like a. You were talking about one of the movie which maybe you recommend them to go see. Which one was it again?
I was just having a little chat with Boubacar. But I think all of the 10 movies would be interesting for even for the young generation here in New Zealand, while they are Kiwis or Maori or African. But yeah, if I have to pick one, Sans Regret, it's a film from Ivory Coast. There is not that many people from Ivory Coast in New Zealand, I'm not sure. But yeah, Ivory Coast is known for its music.
Do you know what is?
Yeah, it's football too. Do you know what is a Maki?
Maki?
No.
It's a bar. It's where the social life happened in Abidjan. So people go to a Maki, have their beer, listen to their music.
Dance. Oh, that's good.
So that film showcases that part of the Abidjan way of living. Yeah. But also there is a kind of gangster life in the background. So it's something that might be interesting for the younger generation here. So yeah, what Boubacar said about downloading movies, also I'm kind of part of this
downloading generation.
But if you are looking for something different, if you are looking for a different storytelling, different from what you see in Hollywood or Bollywood, you don't want to download any of this movie. You want to see it in a big screen. You want to sit comfortably and watch them properly and see what people from your own continent are able to make. So yeah, I encourage any young generation to come and see what we were talking about here in live. And also, if they want to be involved in the African Film Festival organization, they are very welcome. I take care of the Facebook page, so anyone who send me a message, usually I try to respond as quick as possible.
Yes, true.
And when there's no response, they know who to blame.
Normally I've seen most of the communication place on the social medias, and they are very well, kids are very well communicated when they're using those kind of social media. So it's great that you have a Facebook page where they can just go and then express their things and stuff. So keep promoting that page. The song, you've got a song. What was the song about?
So I have a song here from Baba Ma. Baba Ma, we have
my guy.
He's your guy. So Baba Ma is a big name in the west part of Africa. He was here in New Zealand for Womad. He's known already.
Sad that I didn't know he came.
Yeah,
I think that was before you.
They came first.
Yeah, we would love to have him again in New Zealand.
But we will have a film from Baba Mal in the closing night. That will be a cracker, man.
They
got two films on that night, a double feature. And with wine in between, you really have to come, because that's going to be a really amazing night.
So Baba Mal organized, he's from the north of Senegal. He organized a big festival, 2 days festival, music festival, invited all of his friends all over the world. And it's something huge in Saint Louis, where he's from, in the Futa Jalon part. And that movie documentary present Baba Mal work. Yes. So I'm just going to pop in.
Yeah, it's been so great to have you guys, to have you, Kuribari, here. It has been so wonderful to have you, Fama. And thank you to God. Thanks to God who sent you to choose the best films. And also thank you for God who gave you energy to...
We will have you back again.
It has been so wonderful. So the films are taking place next month.
here on the 6th, the opening night is on the 6th of April, so it's from 6th to the 12th of April in Auckland, and then from 3rd to the 5th of May in Wellington. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. So you will have 10 films within that period, as well as including the short film, so it's going to be really interesting.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm sure the opening is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're having a little problem with the music.
Yeah. You got a technical problem. But it's going to be very interesting, for sure. Is it coming from there?
Yeah.
Now, there's
it's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Once again, thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening. We'll be back. Once again, it has been so awesome to have Kuribari and Fama talking about African film. First of all, and also remember, it's going to take place in Wellington, so don't miss out. So until next week, stay with us here on the Planet of Fame, 104.6. Remember, stay in peace, stay loving one another, and also don't miss out the African Film Festival. We have some brochures in different places. And also, you've got the website. So, something you can just go and download if you like. You can go on YouTube and just see what it's like. So, in the meantime, stay in peace. Till next week. our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.audio.com.